This past weekend, Florida officials announced the federal government was handing over an immigration database to the state. Governor Rick Scott says this database is essential to the state's efforts to remove non-citizens from its voter rolls. However, progressive groups around the country are mobilizing against the state's voter purge. They want the federal government to investigate and stop the purge. Bedili Jones works with Florida New Majority.
We are collecting signatures around the country and in the state of Florida. We have over 200,000 signatures right now nationwide and about 22,000 plus signatures here in the state of Florida.
Jones's group is working with national groups like MoveOn.org to petition the federal government. Damian Filer is the political director of Progress Florida, another group gathering signatures.
Each of our groups has been collecting petitions that are aimed at the Department of Justice, who has acknowledged that there's a problem in Florida and has locked horns with Governor Scott in an effort to try and ensure that legally registered voters in Florida will not be purged and will not be intimidated from voting.
Florida's voter purge has been effectively stopped because most of the state's local election officials have stopped carrying it out in their counties. This has included all of South Florida's election supervisors. Local officials have raised concerns over the accuracy of the state's lists. However, state officials have said this new federal database would allow them to work off of a more accurate list this time. I'm Ashley Lopez in Miami.